My friends, like myself, have been skirting this danger for a long time, without ever knowing it, and so it is for them that I have worked so hard over this drawing. The lesson which I pass on, by this means, is worth all the trouble it has cost me. Perhaps you will ask me, why are there no other drawing in this book as magnificent and impressive as this drawing of the baobabs? The reply is simple. I have tried, but with the others, I had not been successful. When I made a drawing of the baobabs, I was carried beyond myself by this urgent necessity. Oh, little friends, bit by bit, I came to understand the secrets of your sad little life. For a long time, you have thought your only entertainment in the quiet pleasure of looking at the sunset. I learned that new detail on the morning of the fourth day when you said to me, I'm very fond of the sunsets. Come, let us go look at sunset now. But we must wait, I said. Wait? For what? For the sunset. We must wait until it is time. At first, you seemed to be very much surprised, and then you laughed at you to yourself. You said to me, I'm always thinking that I'm at home. Just so. Everybody knows that when it is noon in the United States, the sun is setting over a fence. If you could apply to friends in 1 minute, you could go straight into the sunset. Right from noon. And unfortunately, France is too far away for that. But on your tiny planet, my little friend, all you need to do is move your chair a few steps and twilight falling whenever you like. One day you said to me, I saw the sunset 44 times. And a little later you added, you know, one loves the sunset when one is so sad. Were you so sad then? I asked. On the day of the 44 sunsets, but the little prince made no reply. On the fifth day, as always, it was thanks to the sheep, the secrets of the little prince's life was revealed to me, abruptly, without anything to lead up to it, and as if the question had been born of long and silent meditation on his problem, he demanded, a sheep. If it eats a little bushes, does it eat flowers too? A sheep, I answered, eats anything it finds in its reach. Even flowers that have thorns. Yes, even flowers that have thorns. Then the thorns, what use are they? I did not know. At the moment, I was very busy trying to unscrew a ball that had got stuck in my engine. I was very much worried, for it was becoming clear to me that the breakdown of my plane was extremely serious, and I had so little drinking water left that I had to fear for the worst.
네, 여기까지고요. 다음에 읽어주실 분은 라일라 님입니다. 감사합니다.